Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
In 30 seconds or less, Jen Hobby, for the new listener, explain what Love Lost and Found is.
Usually what happens with Love Lost and Found, even though Amanda's story is a little bit different, what usually happens is two people go out at some point and meet, whether that's at Eatsy's. We've had one from Eatsy's before. We've had one from the grocery store. We've had one at a Braves game where you meet somebody and you got a spark and there's something there and you have great conversation. Something happens, but you don't get the phone number. You get no email address. You get no phone number. You don't make it happen. And you wake up the next morning totally kicking yourself and you're going, you know what? I need help. I got to find this person. I really screwed up by not getting their info from last night or the day before or whatever. So you call up the Bert Show and we put out the all points bulletin. Everybody help out. And we usually can pull these couples together. I think 8 out of 10 of them have worked.
It's really worked pretty well. You know, we've got about 11 listeners on this show, but they've got really good connections. And somehow, some way, we're able to pull both parties together generally by the end of the show.
It's the South. You know, we're all kind of related. That's right. So they call their mamas and their baby mamas.
So this one was going to be a real challenge because this is a love lost and found that goes back 10 years. And what we've done is we've edited basically two shows into 10 minutes. So if you didn't hear any of this, it will make sense to you. And if you only heard half of it, you'll hear the conclusion of this also. This is Love, Lost, and Found with Amanda on The Bert Show on all the hits, Q100. Hi, Amanda.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. This, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a real challenge for us because we're talking 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Give us just a bit of background.
I guess he was the boyfriend I had my senior year of high school.
And what school is this?
Sprayberry High School.
Okay. And where is that?
In Marietta. Right. Marietta, Georgia. And the last memory I have is we spent graduation night together. And then about a week later, his mom decided that we were too serious and that he needed to go away to school. And he left. We exchanged addresses, you know, cried, swore we'd talk to each other again, and never did.
Now, Amanda, when you say he went off to school, were you all the same age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We graduated together.
All right. And he went off to college somewhere else. And
yeah.
Okay. What year did you graduate high school?
1994.
Okay.
Do you know where he went to school?
He went to Norfolk State University in Virginia.
All right. We're going to need some more information about this guy. And why is it so important for you to get in touch with him? I mean, we've all had, like, crushes when we were in high school. And I know looking back at anybody that I ever hooked up with in high school and I thought I was in love with, I realize now that it was just me being in high school.
But it was someone that I had a very strong connection with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to know what happened. You know, does he have kids? Is he married? Is he happy? You know, did he graduate from college? You know, where did life take him?
Now, what we need his name.
His name is Sean Gibson.
Sean Gibson.
How do you spell Sean?
S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. Sean Gibson. Graduated in 94?
Yep.
Sprayberry High School in Marietta?
Yep.
Okay.
And what kind of re-sparked your interest in him after 10 years?
Well, about 3 months after he left, I ended up meeting my ex-husband.
Okay.
And got married, had two kids. He was an absolute nightmare. I mean, he was not a good husband. So I had actually left the state. And my parents didn't approve of him. So when they found out we were dating, they cut me off. And I didn't speak to them for years and years and years. And so they pretty much, you know, took anything that reminded them of me and put it up. And, you know, my dad, you know, they were right. They were absolutely right. I couldn't see it. I was young and stupid. And then when I came home, I went through all my stuff and found this letter mm-hmm. that just broke my heart.
Now, was
I
this,
could not believe he had written. So.
Was this a letter that you had read previously or just one that you just threw aside? Or
it was, I had never seen it. It came after I left.
So it came to your parents' house. He mailed it from school?
I assume so. There's a return address on it, but it looks like a street address, like a house address.
And then they put it up in the attic with your stuff?
Yeah. From what I understand, he had actually moved to Virginia to live with his grandparents.
Okay.
And go to school.
And that's when he went to Norfolk. I'm targeting in on this letter right now. What was said in that letter? Do you still have the letter? And can you read to us some of the lines in it that kind of pulled you in again?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely have the letter. And I'm going to just, now, mind you, we just graduated from high school, so mm-hmm. it's very choppy.
Right.
Okay.
The sediment will be there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. All right. It says, Amanda, well, what's up? I know you are shocked to hear from me. I hope you are having a good time. What happened to you? Why don't you call or write? I'm going to Norfolk State University in Virginia. I'm doing well, staying out of trouble. Why did you lose contact with me after all that you said? Or was it just talk? I think I see what you were all about. I still think about you. Too bad you can't say the same. I'm sorry I didn't write you before now. You know how I don't like to write. I have to go. You can still call or write or something. Love, Sean. P.S. P.S., please contact me.
And you're going to do that 10 years later, and you're going to say, you know, I got that letter, and you said contact me, but you didn't say when, so here I am a decade later.
I mean, I can see where it's heartbreaking, but especially the line, how was it, I know how you are now, where I see, what was that, where, you know, he felt you didn't feel the same, and he didn't know you didn't get, and then I love how, especially in high school, when you write, okay, I got to go, it's a letter, not a phone call, and you don't have to write that in there, but somehow you feel the need to, okay, well, I got to go. See you later.
And he didn't leave you with any kind of closure whatsoever, so here you are just like tortured over this.
Absolutely. I mean, and there was a phone number and an address, and I've called the number. It's disconnected, and, you know, I just, what do you do?
All right, let's do this. Let's start fact-finding. Then if you're listening and you have some kind of connection back to Sean Gibson, who graduated in 1994 from Sprayberry High School in Marietta, we do know that he moved to Virginia and that he went to Norfolk State. All right, we don't have Sean Gibson on the phone with us.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not going to reunite you right now.
Okay.
But Jeff has good news for you.
I think we have his home telephone number.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Now more bad news.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to give it to you.
That's okay. I know where y'all work.
Now more good news.
Okay.
We'll try to call him today and have you guys on the radio together tomorrow.
All right. I can do that.
What have the last 24 hours been like?
Horrible. Horrible. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, well, we had some pieces of the puzzle to work with yesterday. That dude Nick called us up and gave us the name of a place that he might be working at in West Palm Beach and a couple of other different leads. And before we left the show, Jeff told you that he had Sean Gibson's home phone number.
Yes.
All right. And at this point, he and Tracy have been working on it. Melissa, Jen, and I are completely in the dark to what has happened the last 24 hours. So here's Jeff.
So we had actually two telephone numbers for him that either one could be Sean Gibson's home number. So, obviously, the easiest thing to do is try those numbers. One rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and never went to an answering machine or voicemail or anything. It would just ring until you let it ring so much it stops ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was like an answering machine, but it was still either answering machine or voicemail, but it was still programmed on that automatic, thank you for calling, leave a message after the beep.
It's tracheotomy guy.
Right.
Thank you for calling, leave a message.
So So that's, you know, so that's where we stood. Obviously, we couldn't leave a message at the one who never picked up, but I didn't leave a message at the other one just because I would rather, you know, talk to him in person.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I decided last night at like 5 o'clock, I'm just going to, you know, or 6 o'clock, I'm just going to leave a message with my cell phone number. And sure enough, I, you know, left the message, and I got a message on my cell phone about 7:45, 8 o'clock last night. I call it back, and there's a message. And it says, "Hi, I'm returning the call. Somebody called for Sean Gibson from mm-hmm. Atlanta. I'm returning that phone call. Please call me back when you have a chance." And it was a woman's voice. So I gave the number to Tracy first thing this morning, and at like 6:30 she called, and it rang, and a woman answered,
mm-hmm.
and Tracy said, "Hi, I'm looking for Sean Gibson from Atlanta. I'm calling with the guy who called last night." And the girl said, "This is Sean."
Wrong, yeah. Sean Gibson. Maybe we'll just have to keep looking for the next 24 hours.
Okay.
What happened the last couple of days, it appeared that we were getting phone call and email after email from a lot of listeners that were pointing us to West Palm Beach, like a guy that worked with him in West Palm, guy that knew that he was in West Palm working on high rises, yada, yada, yada. So this morning when we got in, we were all excited because we have a really good friend in radio that does a morning show in West Palm. And we were all set to go on the air with him in West Palm Beach and put this APB out on Sean Gibson. So we're getting ready to do it when producer Tracy pulls me out of the office and says, there's no need for us to even go on with Kevin in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And at this point, Jeff and Tracy know what's going on, but Melissa, Jen, and I, and Amanda, most importantly, do not.
We do know that he was in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
I can tell you that he did get married. I can tell you that he has 2 kids.
Yeah.
I can tell you that he did get divorced as well.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no way we can talk to him.
I wouldn't go that far.
Why not?
We might be able to talk to him. It's just going to be a week or two.
Why would it be a week?
He's in Iraq.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
He did move to West Palm Beach. Then he joined the Army.
Oh. Really? Oh. Now, Amanda, going back a little bit, how many kids do you have?
2.
Huh.
And he has 2
He's
kids.
He's got 2. Both got married, both got divorced.
Hey, you want to go to Biloxi?
Parallel lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there any way we can get an email address for him and maybe that get them at least emailing each other?
I hope so, but we just found this out 10 minutes ago, so I can't work that fast.
Did the source that told you that he's in Iraq, was it a really good source?
I had several sources, and they were all very good.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? Is he living in Atlanta now?
I don't know where he is now. I just know that he's got cousins that all live here. So they've kind of relayed the message.
Okay. And through those cousins, do you think that the next time he's back that we can get him on the air together then? You think that's a possibility?
I hope so. I have a lady that's going to be calling me back with some phone numbers.
Awesome.
Okay, Amanda.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate all the efforts.
Okay. You've got all of our phone numbers and we have yours. So we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.